Wisconsin has more miles of recreational trail than any other state, but sometimes there's conflict between those who use them to do things like bike, hike, snowmobile, and run. During a Capitol hearing on state trail use, Representative Alvin Ott said that more trails are costly and land not always easy to come by. The Calumet County Republicans said users cannot always expect to have an area set aside specifically for one activity.
We love you and we'll help you, but it's time that compatibility returns to the user's part of responsibility and create some tolerance for each other.
The Department of Natural Resources has a brochure out on trail etiquette. The DNR's Bridget Brown says the agency is also trying to plan better for trails that will have multiple use.
Instead of just saying, all right, here's an existing fire road, let's put bikes on it. A few years later, let's put ATVs on it. A few years later, let's put snowmobiles on it. That's where we run into trouble.
DNR statistics show registrations of all-terrain vehicles are rising at a rate of 6%, while snowmobile use fell somewhat. Mountain biking is leveled off, and Brown says it all indicates a trend toward less strenuous physical activity. She says geocaching is a rapidly growing use of state trails. It's basically high-tech hide-and-seek. Someone stashes items for others to find using a global positioning system. Shermaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.